Hi, it's Chris Watkin here, and I'm joined by Sam Hunter, boss man of Home Search. Sam, why are estate agents so bad at looking after their databases and their data? Talk to me.
Straight into it. Okay, thank you for having me. I think it's because there's not an instant reward. To put that, it's probably too short of an answer of what you're looking for, but you talk about it all the time, people that I've seen on your show, everybody wants to live in the here and the now, whereas this word database, I think people associate it with the past. It's a name that's in there. They didn't do anything when they called me once. They're probably never going to do anything. So I want to find the person who is doing something with me now. So I will just concentrate my time and attention and energy and focus on them.
I find it fascinating that, you know, firms are, you know, deriding the likes of, say, Boomin, who I know a competitor of yours, and they'll take all their data, but they don't do anything with the data themselves.
Yeah, I don't know if Boomin are a competitor of ours to go on that point.
Or Rightmove or Zoopla or any of them.
I mean, they're advertising companies, right? I think they are built on big data. I actually heard something really interesting the other day that was Facebook is effectively a database that you want to transfer the right people from their database into yours, if you're then prepared to do something with your own data.
There you go. And it's interesting you talk about the instant rewards is you know, my wife and I, we've been looking for a house now for a couple of years, and you know damn well that if you don't return one phone call from the neg, you're archived and you're dead. I find it fascinating. But then we kind of, you know, how many times has someone rang you and you think, you know, I'll get back to them, and then life gets in the way. Do you think tech could help in this?
It should help. You know, technology is there to enable people to concentrate on what matters at that point in time. The difficulty is everyone thinks what matters at that point in time is the next thing, not the thing that already exists in front of them. Like when I started my career in real estate, the first thing I was taught was database or die, you know. And my only job when I was a PA was to call through the names and the phone numbers and the emails and the addresses of the people that my boss then already knew to extract one, we call them appraisals, one appraisal every day out of this database. That was it.
I mean, it's very interesting. I was talking to one of my clients who has one of those automated valuation models, you know, ProVal, RightVal, you know, there's ValPal, they're all the bloody same, you know, instant valuations. And he actually got his VA to look at the last, in isolation, 200 leads. And of those, how many do you think actually came on the market straight away?
A handful.
Hardly at all. I think you could count them on one hand. But what he said was, is that eventually between 20 and 25% actually came on the market within 12 to 18 months. And he worked out that if he'd actually been nurturing those, he could have got £300,000 worth in fees.
Well, this is the boringly consistent, unsexy work that everybody, I think, who's ever run, everyone has their own definition of success, but a successful business knows that you have to do. You know, marketing plays a part, but the point of marketing is to make sure that you don't have to spend money remarketing to the same people. You have to spend time, or you have to invest in good technology to stay in contact with them, but you shouldn't have to cold remarket.
I mean, it's almost like, you know, if someone's on a scale of 1 to 10 and 1 is that they've just moved into the house, so they're not moving, and 10 is they're about to put their house on the market, every agent's always looking for the person who's about 9.5, when if they actually you know, looked after and tickled the people who are 7 or 8, when it got to 9 or 10, they've already made the decision. Why, you know, what can tech do to help this?
So before we go into what tech can do, think of it like, I like pie, okay? So let's think of a pie, and you've got 20% of the pie is desperate to do something now. It's probably more, and there's a triangle where it's like 3% of people are ready to buy, 70% of people have no interest in doing anything. They're not even aware of the problem that you may or may not solve. But pyramids are not as interesting as pies. So let's say there's 20% of people right now looking at doing something, or maybe there's 20% of the people that you're looking to market to that maybe are on the market and being underserved. And then you've got this big chunk of 80% of people there who don't necessarily know that either they have a problem or that you can solve a problem for them. You know, it's a bit like when you talk about marketing on Rightmove or Zoopla or Boomin, you're going to be looking for active buyers. When anybody who's been in real estate for a long enough time knows that you often get an emotional price from a passive buyer. You know, I saw an auction that sold in Australia on the weekend where the guy literally saw the flag at the front as the auction was being called and put his hand up for $3.5 million, which is about 10 quid. So you've got to be able to find the people that don't necessarily, they aren't looking for your solution.
Or as well as, not as in,
yeah,
you know.
But the thing is, when all you're doing is looking to serve the people who have a need, so you're targeting people who are on the market with other agents, like everybody else is, or you're only talking to the people who've sent you a Rightmove lead, like everyone else is, because they've sent a Rightmove, you're not the only agent that they've said, I'd really like to view that three-bedroom semi in Grantham, then you're going to be competing for their time. If you're the third person that's called them and you ask them the same six questions that somebody else did, they're just going to be really over it.
The agents won't even probably call them though, will they?
that depends. You know, I think there's still that statistic where a lot of leads go unreturned. Mm-hmm. I can't understand why. Everyone I've ever asked you not return your Rightmove leads says no.
That's so, because, I mean, we're going to talk about it in another video, but applicants are almost applicant schmapplicants.
We will talk about that in another video, and I think...
But get to the point, what can tech do to solve this?
So there's a train of thought that if something can be done by a computer, leaving it for a person to do is a liability. So technology is not there to replace this. It's not there to replace sitting at someone's dining room table, having a conversation with them about why they're moving and how you can help them get from one place to another. But technology should serve to give you the right people to call and have those human interactions with every day. Technology should serve you so that you don't forget to send somebody a market report every 6 months for the rest of their lives, so that if and when they do decide that they want to sell, you're the first person, hopefully the only person they think of, and you don't argue on fee, you don't have to talk about marketing. It just is what it is, because no, like, trust, you know, attention, interest, desire, action, all those, what do you call them, jargony stuff, it all comes down to just proving you're not full of shit. And earning the right to get the opportunity. Technology should help you do that.
Do you think the tech's there at the moment, or are we?
If it's used right, yeah, I think so.
Does it come back to the fact is that a lot of agents are very short-termism and want the instant results?
Yes and no. I think it also comes down to the fact that the big organisations, they're a bit like a container ship trying to turn in a canal.
Yes, the vast majority of the industry are one-woman bands. They should be able to take this stuff on.
But you've got to understand the perils of both, I think. So it's very difficult to turn a huge ship, right? And this video will probably be out of context by the time it comes out of it. But when you're nimble, perhaps you are unaware of how much you need to rely on process, because you've always done it a certain way and you've always been... Okay. Chris Watkin, estate agent. Everyone knows me. I do it all myself. I do my valuations. I do my viewings. I do my follow-ups.
So what's the answer to the small boys and girls out there in estate agency land?
Understanding what you want out of your business. Understanding what you want out of your time. Understanding what you're willing to automate and what you're not willing to automate. And then putting it into practice.
Thank you for your time today. In other videos, we're going to talk about how to put this into action and also databases, mailing lists, and why estate agents are so rubbish at getting their own listings. So thanks for your time today. I'll see you on the next video.
Thanks, Chris.